Good afternoon. This is City Voice at 4 o'clock. Across the capital this afternoon, there's a world record attempt to raise awareness for HIV/AIDS. We'll be live in Soho, and a theatre in Islington seeking money for an education centre. We've been down there. That's along, of course, with London's latest news, travel and weather. Plenty going on, but we'll start with London's latest news at just after 4 o'clock. It's just gone 6 minutes past four. It's World AIDS Day today, and it's worth remembering that more than 40% of people diagnosed with HIV in the UK are Londoners. There are events going on across the capital today to raise awareness of this. Our reporter Katie Barnfield is live at GAY Bar in Soho, where to mark the day, they're trying to break the world record for the most HIV tests ever to be performed in 8 hours. Katie, good afternoon. What's happening down there?
Hi Ed. It's actually going really well down here today.
18 minutes past four, our top stories on City Voice this afternoon. The EU is going to increase economic sanctions against Iran. Foreign Secretary William Hague had called for the measures. This follows worries over Iran's nuclear programme. The CPS has been given a police file concerning allegations that England captain John Terry made racist comments against QPR player Anton Ferdinand. The Crown Prosecution Service will now decide whether or not to bring a prosecution. And weather-wise, we're looking at a high of 11 degrees today. There will be some showers in the evening, and it's going to get pretty cold overnight. Everyone, thanks so much for joining us, and do keep in touch with us on Twitter and Facebook. It's been lovely to read your comments throughout the programme.
And you can also get in touch and read our blog, which is cityvoiceradio.wordpress.com.
Yeah, absolutely. But we'll see you again tomorrow. Thanks very much for listening. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to City Voice.